Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington High School speech coach Robin Flattery.
There is a special event coming up this weekend for the Washington High School speech team. Can you share what's going to be going on?
Absolutely. So we are hosting a showcase for the kids just because they've been working so hard, and we want to actually put their work out to the public and for their parents to see all of the hard work that they've been doing the entire speech season. So we're going to have a showcase Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 in the auditorium. We will have cookies and coffee afterward in the Commons as kind of like a gathering place. But mostly it's open to the public. It's free will donation. We also use it as a fundraiser to fund the kids' entries into both this district and state contest. But mostly it's to showcase their work and everything that they've been doing.
And with this, there are quite a few different categories. Can you share what some of those are?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the most popular categories we have right now is the musical theater category, where kids who are kind of into Broadway get to express that. That's the large group musical theater. But then we also have improv is very popular. All three of our improv groups went through to state, and that is where they make up a 5-minute scene off the top of their head based on some sort of suggestion. They are going to be either performing scenes or doing games, which are similar to the games you would see in like Whose Line Is It Anyway? And then we also have ensemble acting, which is where a group of kids, they act together a piece. Most of ours are comedy this year, and so they have to learn how to act and how to use the stage, and it's kind of like a mini play without costumes or the full stage. And then we also had two interesting categories. We had short film. This is our second year for short film. So John Flannery and Erica Salgado Hernandez have been working very, very hard on their short film. That is a high school mockumentary. So if you're a fan of The Office or Parks and Rec, that's kind of their jam. And then we also had, for our first time ever, we had TV newscasting. And so we'll be showing that as well on the screen in the auditorium. Some lovely ladies did a throwback to the 60s and did a newscast talking about Vietnam and talking about the Beatles without using the name The Beatles in certain contexts. So we're going to be showcasing all of those things.
And the team recently had a successful trip to districts.
Yeah.
Can you share who's going on to state?
Absolutely. So we went to districts at Wapello High School, and they do a wonderful job hosting. We had all three of our improv groups are continuing on into state. We also had Ketchup Bottle, which is an ensemble with two young ladies going forward. We also had the ensemble. Oh, that might be our only ensemble. But we had a musical theater, which is Avenue Q, is going on as well. And short film is going forward as well. So we had 7 entries total. So that's essentially who went on. And that'll be February 3rd at Linmar is state contest. So we have a couple weeks to perfect things before we move forward.
And the showcase is a nice opportunity to do that in front of an audience.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of keeps things fresh for the kids. The last ensemble was Oreos and Nose Rings. Thank you. The showcase is a nice way for them to both sharpen their previous performance, but also it's for the kids who aren't necessarily going on to state. They get to still be proud of the work that they did because they still put in the time, the energy, the effort. And a lot of parents I know can't travel on the weekends with us to be there and support their kiddos. So it's a nice way for them to say, oh, so you've been gone all of these evenings, and now there's a final product. And so it's kind of nice, too, because we do share our time with their families, which we're very grateful for.
And what does it take to get ready for something like this? Do you get a chance to use the auditorium for prep?
Yes, in some cases we do. A lot of times, last year when we did the one act, we used the auditorium quite a bit. Because a lot of our events were smaller this year, we used a lot of classrooms, we used the commons quite a bit. We rehearse, all the groups rehearse at least twice a week, and they with a variety of coaches. We have an awesome coaching staff, so I'm the head coach, and I don't necessarily... Well, not really the head. I'm just like a figurehead. I don't really run rehearsal, but I do the scheduling and the paperwork and everything to get things ready. John Runnis, who is also our choir teacher, has been working very hard with the musical theater kiddos. And that is a really hard category because it's singing and dancing and everything put together. Michaela Geringer has been working on both the TV newscasting and kind of pioneering that. And then she had an ensemble as well. Miss Erin Smith has also been working with us with her ensemble. And they did very well as well. And she also helped to short film. And then Brett Pearson, who's our noble volunteer who does improv for us, so he gets to see all the wacky, crazy kids do all their crazy things. So we use a lot of different spaces. We use a lot of different places. We rehearse a lot. There's a lot of togetherness, but that's what it takes to kind of get ready and perfect things.
And in closing, can you remind us again when and where the showcase will be and if people need to get tickets ahead of time?
Absolutely. So there are no tickets. It's free will donations. So we're just kind of banking on the generosity of the community, which Washington has been very generous. But the showcase is this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. in the auditorium, and it's open to the public. It's open to all families. If you want to just stop by and see what wacky, crazy things we do, this is your opportunity.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington High School speech coach Robin Flattery. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.